Little push down, flick out. Little push down, flick out. Then you kind of want to keep going down the wall like
Randy Tedor kneels in front of a 50-centimeter square of dirt. The bushy-bearded archaeologist wields a little metal trowel. He's showing a group of kids how to carefully pull layers of soil loose from the quadrant.
Excavation is an art.
11-year-old Cordell Beluda Trifon puts down a metal detector he's been playing with and gets to work in the dirt.
With a dustpan and a trowel.
After a little bit, Cordell puts down his trowel and he hands something to Tedor.
Wow, good eye, man.
It's a tiny red speck.
Cordell grabbed it and he said, oh, it's a bead. I was like, what? He put it in my hand, I was like, oh, it's a bead.
This little bead, Tedor explains, is a huge clue. This type of glass bead was only made in Europe after a certain date. So it helps archaeologists like Tedor figure out how old this site is. They think this house was lived in between 1840 and the 1880s. As he explores more into the site, Cordell tells me he's getting a picture in his head, visualizing what it might have looked like when people lived here.
Like, there's a fire pit, and, like, over there's, like, a storage room, bedroom. Well, that's the front door over there, bedroom. I'm still kind of putting the picture together.
This curiosity is exactly what Tedor is trying to inspire. He wants Cordell and the others to wonder how people were living back then. Maybe to realize that the people living on this land were in many ways just like us. But like many old village sites in Alaska, this land and its people have a troubled history. Fur hunters and explorers from Russia started plundering Lake Clark's Denaina villages in the late 1790s. Next came the Russian Orthodox missionaries, who by the 1830s were traveling around regularly to baptize and hold services in villages. And of course, with this new contact came new diseases. Around 1900, a measles and flu epidemic devastated the population at Kijik. The survivors moved down the lake to what is now the village of Nundalton, seeking better access to salmon runs and trading posts. They left Kijik behind, along with a lakeshore full of graves and sad memories.
There's estimating up to 200 graves here.
Karen Ivanoff is Denaina Athabaskan and a cultural anthropologist with Lake Clark National Park. For 5 years, she's been working with the Nundalton Tribal Council and researchers to identify and mark those graves. The work culminated in a blessing ceremony last summer.
Close to 100 people were here, and we combined the traditional way of spirituality and blessing with the Russian Orthodox way. So this is a healing place.
There's still controversy over the land at Kijik. Parts of it are now owned by a homesteader and a native allotment, with structures they built disturbing the old church and grave sites. Ivanoff says the Kijik Corporation has bought a few acres back, and they hope to regain more of the land that the people consider sacred.
You know, that's part of the vision, is to clear this place of the cabins and have some plaques here to identify who is buried.
Bringing a bunch of kids here for culture camp is also a part of that healing process, says Ivanoff. She planned the camp along with Michelle Ravenmoon of Pope Vanoy on Lake Iliamna.
Of course, we want the kids to have a lot of fun and enjoy themselves and grow their self-confidence and their pride. But we also wanted to make sure that they learn their history and their identity, where they come from, who they are.
Each activity, from wood carving to caribou hide tanning to the language classes, is meant to help kids understand their Denaina culture.
We've been very unsuccessful as Native people, sending them out, preparing them for this outside world that's there. We give them computers and we teach them about the history of the United States, but we've taught them so little about who they are and where they come from. I think it's important for the kids to know their history.
A piece of that history lies in the ground at the archaeological site, waiting for kids to get their hands on it. Up until recently, the archaeological site was known to scientists by a string of numbers and letters, XLC-98. But Michelle and Karen were excited to tell me it's now officially being renamed to Kuk-Taz-Un. It's the same name as the culture camp, and it means the sun is rising, hopefully on a brighter future for the Denaina Athabaskans of Lake Clark. For AK, I'm Hannah Colton.